Good afternoon. My name is Katie Huff, and today I'll be presenting on the refinement and validation of soybean looper thresholds in Mississippi soybeans. So soybean loopers are a migratory defoliator. They are in the family Noctuidae, and they have limited overwintering sites in the United States. If they do overwinter here, it's primarily in the most southern regions of Texas, Florida, and Louisiana. So the defoliation from soybean loopers can be severe, often resulting in yield loss, depending on how mature the plant is when the infestation and defoliation occurs. Previous research done at Mississippi State University by Lucas Owen indicates that plants at the R3 through R5 growth stage are the most susceptible to yield loss from defoliation. The threshold at these growth stages was set to be 20% defoliation, and this leads us to the goal of our research, which was to take that 20% defoliation and relate it to a sweep net threshold for soybean looper larvae. Currently in Mississippi, the sweep net threshold is 19 soybean looper larvae, half inch or larger, per 25 sweeps with no disease present. And there really isn't a source for this threshold. It's not for certain where it came from or what data backs it up. So we wanted to relate this 20% defoliation threshold that has backed up data to a sweep net threshold. So the first thing we had to do was to establish a correlation between the drop cloth and sweep net sampling method. This was done because we had no way to convert drop cloth data, which we needed to use in our infestation cages, to sweep net data, which was what the threshold was set at. We also did this because in a lot of cases, it's easier to use a drop cloth to sample for larvae depending on row width and the condition of the plants, whether they are small or tangled or smaller looper larva sizes. So to do this, we sampled various commercial fields throughout Mississippi with established looper populations. We took large groups of individuals out into a field, and we sampled random locations within the field with using one drop cloth and then 25 sweeps, both done by the same person. The larval numbers were recorded by individual, and each sample was classified by size as either less than third instar, third instar, fourth instar, or fifth instar. Using proglimics with each individual's pair of samples being treated as a subsample, we were able to relate the number of larvae caught per 25 sweeps to the number of larvae caught with one drop, which is 5 row feet. So for the total number of loopers found, regardless of size, we were able to determine that for every 10 larvae found in a sweep net, we found 7 on the drop cloth. Since our threshold only takes into account those larvae 1/2 inch or larger, we broke our data down into 2 sets, this being those less than 1/2 inch in size, and then the next set will be those greater than 1/2 inch in size. So the larvae less than third instar, which is about where the 1/2 inch mark is crossed, we were able to determine that for every 10 larvae less than this size caught in a sweep net, we found 4 on the drop cloth. Those larvae found greater than 1/2 inch, third through fifth instar, were found at a rate of 10 per sweep, 25 sweeps, and 9 per drop cloth, or 8.7, and since you can't have 7/10 of a worm, 9. Once we had established our equivalency between the two sampling methods, we were able to move on to the second objective of our research, which was to relate the number of soybean loopers sampled to the amount of defoliation they caused. This was done by using 2 methods. The first method was by sampling natural infestations of soybean loopers. So once populations migrated to our area and were well established, we set up a randomized complete block design test with 4 replications and 7 treatments. One treatment per rep was used as a control and was treated in a way to minimize damage so that whatever damage was there previously would be there, would be the only defoliation that that plot experienced. Once the population was well established and were roughly third instar or greater, each plot was sampled with 25 sweeps, and the samples were classified again by instar using the same method as before. Once the sweeps were completed, 5 plants from each plot were removed and taken back to the lab. Once there, all the leaves were removed and measured with a leaf area meter to get a total area per centimeter squared. These numbers from the defoliated plots were compared to that of the control plot to determine the amount of defoliation that they experienced. The second method for this study was using infestation cages. 6-foot by 6-foot infestation cages were established on flowering soybeans in a randomized complete block with 5 treatments and 4 replications. The cages were treated to reduce predators and were then infested with various levels of soybean looper moths from an established lab colony. We left 1 cage uninfested to act as our control. The adults were provided with a food source and allowed to lay eggs, and once those eggs hatched and matured to roughly 3rd instar or greater, the cages were sampled using 1 side of a drop cloth. The area which we sampled with a drop cloth had the 5 plants removed from it, and then that was taken back to the lab to be measured for defoliation rates. So using all the data we gathered, we were able to take the previously established 20% defoliation threshold and relate that to a number of looper larvae regardless of their size. So our data suggests that overall, each larvae found causes 0.5% defoliation. Using the formula for the slope of our regression line, we determined that 20% defoliation was equivalent to that of 16 soybean looper larvae per 25 sweeps. As I mentioned before, our threshold only regards those larvae 1/2 inch or larger, so we broke our data down into those of that size, and allowed us to create a second regression line that shows that 20% defoliation is caused by roughly 12 larvae per 25 sweeps. So in conclusion, there's a few things to take away from this research, the first being that we did establish an equivalency between drop cloth and sweep net samples. For overall, 10 larvae per 25 sweeps is equal to 7 larvae per 5 row feet, which is a drop cloth sample. And those larvae that our threshold regards as important is 10 larvae per 25 sweeps equals 9 larvae per 5 row feet. The second part of our data that is important is the 20% defoliation marks of 16 larvae per 25 sweeps regardless of size, or 12 larvae 1/2 inch or greater per 25 sweeps. So that leads us to the question of, does our current threshold stand? With our current threshold of 19 loopers per 25 sweeps, and if we know that, and we know that 20% defoliation causes economic yield loss, we didn't hit the mark of the 19 loopers per 25 sweeps, but we're within that range. And in an overall average across the state, it would probably make more sense to say that it is 19 larvae per 25 sweeps, because our defoliation does not compound upon each other. It's just in that one instance, if they're at that growth stage, it can cause damage. And with that, I would like to thank the Mississippi Soybean Promotion Board, my committee members, my fellow graduate students for all their help, and I'll be glad to take any questions.
Any questions for Mary?
Yes, sir. Right, so we sampled commercial fields, and they were all across the state of various different varieties, various different heights. Some were extremely tangled, some were laid over, some were on 30-inch rows, 38-inch rows, twin rows, 40-inch rows. So it's an average across all of these different variables. Yes. So the 20% defoliation threshold was previously established, and when we had these plots with these natural infestations or with cage data, once we sampled what was there and then measured the plants, using control plots, we were able to determine that it was roughly 20% defoliation and relate them through a regression line using proclimics. Yes, ma'am. There is a difference because these cages are only 6 foot by 6 foot and our plots are 8 rows or 4 rows being 30 or 40 foot long. So there's some work to be done with that data that because the loopers are so concentrated in a small space, the defoliation they cause is going to be a little bit different. Yes, ma'am.
Do you see any differences in leaf texture versus young foliage and old foliage?
Yeah, the older leaves were obviously much more rough. They weren't, the more mature the plant, it's going to be defoliated, I think, less because the leaves are rougher and they don't eat quite as well on those. Thank you.
Thank you.